Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
How you doing, Ruben? My name is Emmanuel Basilikos.
Hi, Emmanuel. Good afternoon. How you doing? Good morning.
Good. I dealt with you before in the past. I don't know if you remember or not.
Yeah, I remember we've spoken a few times. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
What can I do for you, Emmanuel?
All right. Do you need my account information at all or no? Or you got it all?
I'm pulling it up right now. It's North Shore Refrigeration, right? And appliance repair?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, I got it up here. What can I do
for
you?
All right. So, you know, I got on the Google Verified, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the budget was set for $678, I think it was, because that was like the minimum, I think it was.
Okay.
And March, then, say it again?
That was back in March, last month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the Google Verified, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had one call that came through, okay? I forget the name of it, but it was one call. And I'm sure you could see the history.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up as we speak, uh-huh.
All right, well, before we go any further, I just want to confirm that that's the only call I got from Google Verified.
Yes, sir. Currently, one that is charged was on March 25th. March 25th, that's when it showed up. Okay, let me go ahead and pull this up. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the account, okay? So we haven't had much traffic on the ad this first month.
You know, well, it's not even so much about that. It's two things. You know, the regular ad that I pay for, you guys, $129 a month?
Mm-hmm.
For the maps? You know, I'm just so dropped down. You guys always told me I'd always be on top, first page, this, that, but I never seem to be. I'm always way down. It's not, you know, it's really not what you guys sold me on, for one.
Okay, let's see. All right, I'm just checking the map, for example. I'm looking at appliance repair, Highland Park. All right, you're coming up. Number 8 in that area. Well, what other things do you search that come up all the way down, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, all the towns that I'm in. I'm in Northbrook, right? Glencoe, Winnetka, Wilmette. You do that for any town. Wilmette, Glencoe, Winnetka. I sometimes know where you're going to be found. And it's really disheartening because you guys always said, oh, I always be on top page. And it's nothing like you guys said it would be.
Gotcha. And I understand the frustration, right? At the end of the day, you know, our objective, our main objective is to get you phone calls, right? And one of the best ways to get phone calls consistently is ranking high on Google Maps, right, or organically. With that being said, for example, I'm looking at appliance repair in Northbrook. Right, as you know, we need to compete against UltraFix, for example. They have 500 reviews. Lakeside Appliance Repair, they have 200 reviews. So not only is it the fact that you know, we are a
200
big system.
What? You said reviews.
Lakeside Appliance Repair, they have 206 reviews. Right, they're above you. Global Inc. 900 reviews, 957 to be exact. So we with 37, we're amongst the big boys. We are, you know, a little down, you know, but we are, I see, you are top 8 in Northbrook. Let's go ahead and check the other areas here. And let me check Google Guaranteed, all right?
You're talking about Google Verified?
Yeah, I mean, the what I was saying right now in regards to your ranking, I was just talking about the regular SEO, right?
Right.
Now, on the Google Verified, though, that's the since that's,
well, that's another,
very top.
That's mm-hmm. another reason I'm calling. You said I'm at the very top?
For Google Verified, that those ads rotate right at the very top. Now,
well,
from what
that's really not what I'm calling about. I'm calling about Google Verified, but what I'm calling about is I went on vacation last week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went to the menu and says, you know, manage campaign ads or whatever, and then it says I could pause. So I paused it for, I think it was 7 days. And it was supposed to unpause on the 7th. And I went on it yesterday just to make sure. And it still says paused. So I went to unpause it. And then it says I cannot unpause it because I don't have enough money in the account. But I have $678 on there, and I only got one call from it for $52 or $51, $52, I don't remember.
Okay.
So I should have like $620-something dollars left. But it's telling me I have no money in it.
I see.
And I can't unpause it.
I'm terribly sorry about the hassles, Evander. You definitely have a budget. You definitely have a budget that's... That sounds like a system thing. So you're trying to unpause it from the dashboard, and it's not letting you?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it says it's insufficient funds.
Gotcha. I could definitely report that. That says that's an issue for tech. I can go ahead and unpause it on my end, right? Make sure we get that ad up and running again. But you definitely have the budget there.
Yeah, so I didn't understand, you know, that's why I was calling, because... As far as I know, I only got one call from Google Verified. It should still have plenty of money in there, but it's telling me I don't.
No, you certainly do. You said the budget is there. It's just, like we said, it sounds like an issue with the dashboard. So I will be sending that out to tech, but we can turn it on our end if you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, can you turn it on Monday? I mean, now it's too late today.
We can turn it on Monday. Uh-huh. That's not a problem. Monday morning or what's a good time?
Yeah, Monday morning, regular time, 7 a.m.
Okay. Wonderful. We can certainly make sure that it's on by 7. And, you know, we'll start spending the budget from there. I do notice that we have the message leads option off, for example. I do know that does help exposure. But, you know, you could be getting messages that, you know, once you get them, if you respond to them and they don't respond back, sometimes Google deems them as valid, right? So
now when you say Google, you talk about like email.
Text. Through text.
Text.
Uh-huh. Or email. They have both options.
Yeah.
But I see we have the call now button on as the only option right now.
Yeah. And then also I noticed, was there a picture that was running on my ad on Google Verified? Because last I checked, it was just a name, and there was, like, no picture. You know what I mean? Like, there was no... Like, the other ones had pictures. You know, like the regular Maps ad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine didn't seem to have any. It was just the name.
Let me look at the pictures, okay? Because I do see pictures on the account.
What I mean is like the display, you know what I mean? Like when people, like if you were to put appliance repair, Highland Park, Illinois, and all the other verified ads, you see like pictures next to their name. Like mine, it just had just the name, but like
blank.
No pictures.
Okay.
Right.
I can definitely send that out to my Google Guarantee team as well, so they can just make sure that the pictures are being displayed, because I see they are on the account, you know, the Google Guarantee profile that they created. Pictures are there. But if they're not being displayed, then they would need to look into that. If you see that, if it doesn't have any pictures, if you can please send a screenshot or take a screenshot of that, so we can go ahead and send it over. They can help me out with that.
Okay. And then another thing, I got a question. There's a few things I got questions about.
Yeah, please. No problem.
Even when my Google Verified account was up and running, it was never up and running all the time. It was just like Aslan, for example, ASLAN, or UltraFix, I think it is. They're always up there, always up there. But mine is barely up there, even on the Google Verified I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'd like to know why the other ones are constantly up there, but mine is hardly ever up there. Like, it'll come up at night, you know, around 7 o'clock at night, I'll see it. But, like, during the day, I never see it. I always see Aislinn or UltraFix, I believe it was, but Aislinn is always up there. Every day, no matter what time, I always see Aislinn, A-S-L-A-N, O's.
Okay.
And I'd like to know why it is that if we're both on the same Google Verify thing, why his is constantly up there, mine's barely up there.
Okay, good question, actually, and it does have an answer, right? Because at the end of the day, Google Guaranteed is, let's say, a bid that Google has, right? That Google is giving. So basically what they do is depending on the search, Google sets a certain price for that search based on the potential, you know, return on investment that they consider, right? So with that being said, on your Google Guaranteed account, we set up a limit. So we're basically telling them that, you know, okay, so if the call is above $52, we're not bidding on it. Meaning that if they deem a search, you know, worthy of $52, right, or above, that the bid is higher, then your ad is not going to come up, right, on that specific search. For example, out of the $52, that's the limit, right, 25% is the management fee. So in reality, we're paying Google $39 as the max, and the $13 remaining go to management. So there's a tool that we use usually, which is called the max bid mode. So basically what that does is it allows Google to bid on your behalf, making sure that you come up on those high value searches as well, or those higher value searches. But the price of the bid may be higher than the set cost that we have it. So we can turn that on, or we can, like we said, raise the bid a little more so we can cover, you know, higher value search terms.
Okay, well, they told you guys are the ones that told me it's $52. So I said, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and the fact of the matter is that $52 is an average. Right, it's an average of people that are using Google Guaranteed in your area. Right, so far, for example, from the time that we've had this ad active, the ad has showed up over 200 times on that Google Guaranteed section. But like we said, those are for the searches that Google considered, you know, $52 or less. Right, so for example, the one that they charged you, we paid them $38.80 exactly. That was the exact cost of that call to Google. So if for us, right, for you in total is about $51, already considering the 25% management. So that, like we said, the limit we're paying Google is $39 right now. That could be a reason why you're not showing up as consistently as these other companies.
These other companies, then, they're probably not using a company like you that charges. So they're able to maximize ad because they don't have someone they got to pay. Like, you're a middleman, in other words. I got to pay you guys and pay them. Right?
Yes. I mean, we're using Google as the platform, right? You're paying Google through us, right? We're the ones that help you program. We're the ones that help you with the configuration. Now, it is a brand new ad as well, right? So that does have an impact. So, I mean, we can keep the bid as is, right? And we should see more and more exposure as you know, the ad gains traction. All you need to do is pretty much get more reviews and just let it evolve a little more. But it is important that we understand, you know, that how we're competing against this other already established businesses online.
All right, well, see, it keeps changing as we go along. You know, I'm told one thing, and then it's not producing, and then I'm told another thing, and then it just keeps going up and up and up. And just like when you guys told me that I'd always be on the top page, I'm always like number 8 or number 12 or 17. Or I'm never where I was told I would be. And same thing with this Google Verified. You guys told me, you know, it's $52. You guys didn't tell me that, you know, that's probably not going to produce shit, though. You guys didn't tell me that part.
No, I'm not saying that, Emmanuel. I mean, like we said, we can make other adjustments before increasing the budget, like accepting messages, for example, right? Google, what they want is you as the business. They want you to be able to cover anything that the user needs. So if the user prefers messages, right, and, you know, you have the message option on, right, Google is not going to show you if you just have the call option on. So we can modify, make those adjustments first, you know, and evaluate how that performs. Not necessarily just raising the bid. It's just, like we said, something that we know is a fact.
So if I raise the bid, what am I raising it to? How am I doing this? You know, I don't know how to do all this, but that's why I hired you guys. And mm-hmm. I'm still confused half the time.
Okay. No, and I can explain. So like we said, there's two ways of doing this, right? To raise the bid, we can raise it manually, or we can just let Google bid on your behalf.
Now, well, I don't know which is better. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, so let me explain. So if you let Google bid on your behalf, right, that can actually even up to double the cost per lead, right, based on whatever they search. So we don't recommend just doing that outright, right? Like we said, first thing we usually recommend is turning the messages on. Now, if you don't like doing that, and you want to just keep, you know, maintain phone calls, then we can raise the bid manually. Let's say $52 is the minimum, right, or the average. Now, if we raise that to $60, right, or we raise that to $70, well, that raises the amount that we can pay Google. And then we can evaluate, like we said, Google tells us how many times the ad is shown. It tells us how many times it's shown as the first one. And, you know, we can make assumptions. And, of course, you can, if you'll be getting more and more phone calls because you'll be getting more exposure.
Well, all right, let's raise it to, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm back to making decisions. I have no clue if it's right or wrong. I don't know. What should I raise it to?
I recommend we raise it to at least 7. Right, I'm going to go ahead. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and contact management so we can drop the management fee. Since you've been a client of ours for some time, I'm going to see if I can get approval so we can charge you, you know, less from that, from, you know, per call. But like we said, currently we're just charging the 25%, but we have that set bid at 50, 52. So that way we can, you know, put more of that money to Google. If you want to raise it to 60, I mean, that's fine. 65, that's fine. But I'd recommend 70, right? But that's up to you.
And then what are you going to make your rate at?
Well, I can have management drop it to 20, maybe even 15. I'm going to go ahead and have them consider that. Since, like we said, you've been a client of ours for some time. I can go ahead and get back to you as soon as I get a response from them. Shouldn't be no later than today.
All right. Well, 15% obviously would help a little bit. So let's raise it to 70. If you could drop your commission to 15%, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Then in that case, I'm just going to talk to management, like we said. Just make sure I get approval, and then I'll get back to you with you, I'm sorry, so we can just make sure we're on the same page and turn them on.
And then,
okay?
And then I'd like to change the hours of this advertising on Verified. What do I have now? 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
7 to 10 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's do the same thing Monday through Thursday. And then Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay, this is just Friday.
Yeah.
The weekend's still closed?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there, let me show you a picture of the map that I have right here. where we have the Google guaranteed published. Check if you have, if we're missing maybe some other area that we might want to take advantage of. Just one moment. So just send you a text of the map. I mean, that of course includes Northbrook, Wilmette, Winnetka, Glencoe, Lake Forest, Highland Park. I don't know if you got it.
Deerfield's not in there?
Deerfield. No, I can add it. You can add it right now. Got it. What else did I add?
How many towns is that all together?
I have 11 so far.
Now, is that too many towns?
For Google Verified, no. For Google Verified, you can add bigger areas or a higher area. I mean, that's not really an issue.
All right, then Deerfield and Northfield. I like to add Deerfield and Northfield.
Northfield, okay. Got it. Anything else you see there? Glenview, Evanston.
No. Nope. That's it. Just those towns.
Okay.
And, Can we go over some of the keywords as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just save this here.
To me, Sub-Zero, you know, I service Sub-Zero refrigerators. And Sub-Zero is very important. And I just never seem to pop up. You know, I don't, do we have keywords like Sub-Zero repair, Sub-Zero service, Sub-Zero, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say someone lives in Winnetka, and they have a Sub-Zero, and they put in their Sub-Zero service Winnetka, Illinois. Is that a keyword for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a keyword, but those keywords are for Google Maps, right? Let's say, for example, on Google, there's the Google Ads, and then there's the Google Guarantee. So, for example, the Google Ads, those are the ones that are specific searches, like Sub-Zero fridge repair. Let's say, right, in Winnetka or anywhere. Let me just show you. I'm going to send you a little example here. These are the search term ads themselves. We have those keywords added, right, but they are added on the Google profile to work on the map. Right. So, for example, if we look at the map, Let me first send you this here. And then I'm going to send you the job types that we have on for Google Guarantee. Okay, so those are, let's say, predetermined. You see the one that says sponsored results? When I sent you?
Yes, Patrick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see how Sub-Zero is included within that search there?
Yeah.
So when somebody has Google Ads active, right, and you have Sub-Zero as the keyword there, that's when it comes up under sponsor for that specific keyword. But for Google Guaranteed, it's basically divided by job types. So Sub-Zero, for example, it's a fridge or a fridge repair. So above the screenshot I sent you, I'm pretty sure if you search, you're going to see the sponsored businesses up there, which is the Google Guarantee. Now, Sub-Zero, that's a high value call, right? So therefore, the cost per bid may be a little higher than what we currently have. So we'll be able to check if you know, you start coming up on those searches under the Google Verified tab. But on Google Ads, that's something that we don't have on. We've never really used with you, but it's always something that is available as well. That helps with the ranking.
Okay, so
you see the list of job types I sent you for Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, hold on. Where is it? Sponsored results.
Well, the sponsored results, that's the Google ad. That's the pay-per-click ad that sends people to your website. Well, no, Google Verified is the pay-per-call ad.
So okay, how do I increase my exposure when someone types in Sub-Zero or whatever? Sub-Zero service, Sub-Zero repair.
Yeah, so if we're focusing on Sub-Zero, I'd recommend the Google AdWords or the Google Ads themselves. Now, like we said, Google Ads, they are pay-per-click. So basically that sends them directly to your website. And, you know, the goal of this having on your website that section that answers all their questions about Sub-Zero. But, and, you know, spend the budget on, you know, all Sub-Zero searches. Google Ads, for example, they work with a minimum of $10 a day as a daily budget. And we can set it up with a minimum of $300. So out of the $300, currently we have it at 25%, but we may be dropping that, like we said, to 15 after I talk to management, or 20. I'm going to try to get you 15, but I can't really guarantee it. That's why I need confirmation.
So now Google Ads is different than Verified and different than Google Maps?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, that's called Google. It's called Google AdWords. You can always look into it. Oh yeah.
It just doesn't function in.
I get it. I get it.
And then I got to pay for more, and I got to pay for more. I mean, I don't understand. What's the point of Google Maps? The Google Verified? If I got to keep climbing more, paying more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I mean, like we said,
and then you come $10 is not enough. When I start spending $300. And I get nothing again, you're going to tell me, well, that's because it's way too low.
I mean, the goal is for you to make more money, right? That's always the goal. So, for example,
I know, but all I've been doing is spending more and getting less, so I got to spend more and then get nothing, and then I got to spend more to get nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd recommend we work with Google Guaranteed first. You know, work with this, make sure that you're getting a return on the investment. Right, and then you can go ahead and work on Google Ads and focus strictly on Sub-Zero for those ads to get some of your, you know, specialty work, right?
But you're gonna tell me next that $10 is not gonna be enough, right? Because I'll be calling you in a month saying I'm not getting any calls, and then you're gonna tell me that's because it's very low.
Well, if we go through AI, for example, or you know, the different tools that we can use, we get an estimate of more or less what other companies are putting in for that. So, I mean, if other companies are putting in, you know, $1,000, $2,000, you know, there's businesses that have an infinite amount of, you know, budget. So you as a business, I understand that we're competing that way. And, you know, our goal is making sure that you're as efficient as possible. I'm not saying that you need to pay $5,000 like they do to come up all the time, right? We need to be more effective with our money, programming it, making the appropriate adjustments with the keywords to ensure that you're getting the most out of it. That's why we're here, right? But it's a reality that there's businesses that just have the card on the account and they just let them run, right? And it's a part of competing online, right? Google is the platform everyone's on. So the demand is there. It's just a matter of being more specific or working that out, not necessarily paying more.
Well, because you told me now if I want Sub-Zero, I got to go to Google Ads, and that's more.
Well, that's if you want, like we said, if you want to come up on that sponsored results section that I told you. In regards to the Google Maps, we already have those keywords added. right? I actually recall a few times we spoke in the past where we added those keywords to the Google map, right? But one thing is the Google map where not only you but other 200 businesses also service sub zeros, right? And the other section is the one that Google actually promotes proactively, right? On the Google map, we are trying to climb up organically, but like we said, there's businesses that had just started, before you did on the marketing world. So they had a big reputation before you started. So that's what you're trying to climb up against. So like we said, Google Guarantee, that's the tool we work on the most, or we focus on the most, because the money is going towards phone calls, right? However, like we said, there's those other tools that also exist that we're not working with, but they have a purpose, and that's their purpose, right? But I leave that up to you. If you wanna wait until you get some more of a return on Google Guarantee first, see a higher value on it, then maybe you wanna try Google Ads later. But it's you investing on your business, but it's based on what other businesses are paying Google as well. Google is the business.
All right, so now that I'm going to increase the budget, and you're going to work on the percentage, if somebody was to put in Sub-Zero Repair Winnetka, there is a possibility that could still pop up under the Verify, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are the keywords for the Google Verify that I have?
Okay. Yes, I sent you a little screenshot there. Basically, Google Verified is divided by job types, right? So they have, for example, 12 job types, including one of them is repair freezer, for example, or repair refrigerator, or repair refrigerator/freezer. So
does it have appliance repair, washer repair?
Yes, sir. Repair washer. Repair stove and cook. Did you not get it? Let me just resend it.
Okay.
Again.
All right. No, I got it. All right. But that's for, I'm still trying to process all this. To you, it's all natural. To me, I got to.
I get it. Yeah.
All right. So I just got repair freezer, repair refrigerator, repair stove, repair washer, dryer. Those are the only keywords for Google Verified.
Yeah, the ones that are on will repair oven. That's another one there. I see we have repair microwave, but we have that off.
Well, we could turn the repair oven on.
Yeah, repair oven is on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, I see it there. Okay, yeah. All right, so those are the keywords for verified.
Yes.
Okay.
They don't need to search this specifically. If they search repair sub-zero fridge, right, then that's a repair fridge category. It's under the repair fridge category. So,
Got it. Okay. All right. Let's see what happens. Also, I sent a picture the other day because they told me that if I could start adding pictures, I added a picture of a dryer, the interior of a dryer. Did you guys put that up in the... where you put photos?
Let me go ahead and check, okay? Where did you send it? Well, did you send it through email? Did you upload it to the dashboard?
The same text where you just sent me these three things?
You sent us that there? Okay.
Yeah, if you look up, you'll see there's a picture of a dryer, drum, and stuff. Did I resend it?
Oh, I got it here. Yeah, no, I got it here. It was a few days ago, right?
Right.
I got it. We'll definitely up. We'll add it to the Google Guaranteed profile. We already had it on the Google Map, but since Google Guaranteed was paused, it wasn't there yet. But I'll definitely make sure it's up there.
And when I send photos to this thing, will it go on both, the mass and the verified?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The website.
All right, well, you'll get back to me about the pricing and the commission and all that, yeah?
The management fee, yes, sir. Uh-huh. As soon as we get a resolution from management right now, I'll reach back out.
Thank you. I'll await your phone call.
All right. Thank you for the time and the patience, Emmanuel. Any further questions in the meantime?
No, that's it.
Wonderful. I'll talk to you soon. You have yourself a good one out there. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.